أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه وما جعل أزواجكم اللائي تظاهرون منهن أمهاتكم وما جعل أدعياءكم أبناءكم ذلكم قولكم بأفواهكم والله يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل. ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله فإن لم تعلموا آباءهم فإخوانكم في الدين ومواليكم وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم وكان الله غفورا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم. In the opening ayat of this surah, Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in that specific address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to address the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The address was simple: fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not obey the kafirin and the munafiqeen. And so far as the kuffar and the Quraysh of Makkah were concerned, and around at the Arabian Peninsula, there were some different things that they had in vogue and the customs that they used to practice upon. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now wishes to break those customs, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them. Allah says, ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed, Allah has not made for one man two hearts within himself. Here the Arabs used to believe that when a person is absolutely brilliant or intelligent, then that person has two hearts, and that person functions in this manner because of the fact that he has two hearts. And it is quite obvious that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has only placed one heart in each and every individual. No one has two hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this first. And obviously Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not speak about it again in the Quran Kareem, because it is quite clear that the human anatomy will prove that there is only one heart in a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this and continues. The second is, وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّهِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. The Arabs had this habit that when a man did not want to live with his wife, then he will say that you are like my mother, or he will say you are like the back of my mother, and in this way he will attribute motherhood to his wife. So what happens in the first instance, one man cannot have two wives. Like that in this instance, one person cannot have two mothers. So one will be the biological mother, and one will be this wife that will become the mother because a person says so. Now that is not logical whatsoever. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Mujadila, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this whole issue. But the brief thing is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person should give the kafara and come out of these type of systems and these types of customs. So hence here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has not made those wives of yours that you attribute motherhood to, from amongst them they will never become your mothers. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلَ أَدْعِيَاءَكُمْ أَبَنَاءَكُمْ. Those children whom you have offered, those children whom you have adopted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are not your sons, they are not your real children. Now here again, a child cannot have two fathers. One biological father that gave birth, whose wife gave birth to this child, and then another person adopts the child, and he also becomes the father. So there can never be two fathers to one child. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here more practically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows the issue of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the mutabanna Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had adopted Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and people would attribute that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, saying Zayd ibn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this manner, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had adopted Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the one hand, and people began to attribute fatherhood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, in the customs of the Arabs, when somebody will adopt a son, then that son would be as though it is the adoptive father's son, and inheritance would also continue, and all the laws insofar as marriage is concerned, if that son had married a woman, and if he divorced that woman, then the adoptive father would not be able to marry that woman. So amongst the Arabs, they treated that son exactly like how a person would treat the biological son, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needed to break that custom and that system. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ, that these are words with your own mouths. In other words, there has been never a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ever spoken about it. No shariat had deemed all this. And hence in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it was a mere custom. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقِّ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. وَهُوَ يَهْدِي السَّبِيلِ, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guides through the way, and that is the way of haqq, and the truth, and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udu'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the third aspect, particularly in this surah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that now with regards to that adopted son, Allah says, call them by the names of their fathers, huwa aqsatu indallah, that is full of justice, that is greater insofar as justice is concerned. So in the case of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that first we used to call him Zayd ibn Muhammad, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses, then we began saying Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we attributed the fatherhood to his own father. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke this custom, Allah ta'ala broke this system in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life that was affecting the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَإِلَّمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَمَوَالِيكُمْ. Then there is another issue, that sometimes somebody could have adopted a child, like it happens here in South Africa, that then we will not know who the parents are, who the father is. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do not know their fathers, then فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, then they are your brothers in deen, وَمَوَالِيكُمْ, and they are your friends. That is why we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَنْتَ أَخُونَا وَمَوْلَانَا, that you are our brother and you are our friend. وَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا أَخْطَأْتُمْ بِهِ, but there is no harm, there is no blame, there is no sin upon you in those matters in which you have erred, you have made errors. That sometimes a person may not know who the real father is, and he attributes fatherhood to some particular person, and without any knowledge, in error, by mistake, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no blame upon that person. وَلَكِمْ مَا تَعَمَّدَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but that which your heart intends. In other words, we will be questioned by Allah, and the responsibility by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be according to our own intention. That one knows that this is not my son, and then that person attributes fatherhood to that particular child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know the intention of such an individual. And this is the difficulty that we are going through as a community today. People are enthusiastic to adopt children, and when we do adopt those children, sometimes in the initial stages we realize that there is absolutely no ties between the adoptive parents and the children. But as time goes by, because there is an attachment now, there is a link, then we want to change the laws of Sharia insofar as inheritance is concerned, and insofar as the other matters of Shariat is concerned, there is absolutely no link between that father and the child, that mother and the child. The child will still remain a stranger to that mother and that father insofar as the rules and the laws of Shariat is concerned. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, wa kana Allahu ghafurar rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. That if we have made these errors, we've made these mistakes, then obviously we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to pardon us. Now if these issues are in our lives, then obviously let us go to the ulama-i kiram and let us sort these issues out and understand exactly what is the status of a child, a son or a daughter that is adopted. Let us understand it the way the Sharia has taught it. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.